So first of all, I'm not going to talk too much, but going to start with a guided meditation. So I invite you, first of all, before I go into the guided meditation, I'm going to do a guided loving-kindness meditation. And before I start, I'm going to talk briefly a little bit about it with some instructions. I'm going to go through four different groups of people. And first of all, to yourself. And then will be someone that your loved person, someone that your loved ones, or your someone that you respect, such as a teacher. And you're going to choose one from each of the group. And because tonight I'm going to do the guided meditation in the Dharma Hall, so I'm going to use the teacher. I'm going to invite you to use teacher, any teachers that you find is have been very helpful to you on your path. And then the next group will be someone that's neutral, someone that you met in Dharma Loka, or you don't know me well, so you can use me as your neutral person. And then the fourth person will be someone that you find difficult. It can be someone that's simple, just someone that you probably have an argument with today, with your partners or children or someone at work. So you can just choose one person from each group. So I'm going to start, first of all, with body awareness. So please sit in your comfortable meditative posture, whether it is on the cushion or on a chair. So just please get ready, be comfortable, relax, close your eyes, and we're very happy and grateful that you are practicing meditation in a safe, relaxed environment at Dharma Loka. And you take three gentle breaths. I'm going to first of all to guide you through a body awareness before we go into the loving kindness meditation. So bring your awareness to the top of your head and gently and slowly move down to the forehead, to your eyes, to the nose, the cheeks, to your mouth. Put a smile on your mouth and say to yourself gently to relax. Bring your awareness to the back, to the top of the head again. And this time gently and slowly move down to the back of the head, all the way to the back of the neck. And once again, remind yourself to relax. Now bring your awareness to the front, to the neck, front of the neck. Gradually move down to both sides of your shoulders, to the upper arms, to the elbows, to your lower arms, all the way to your hands and to the fingers, to the tip of the fingers. And remind yourself gently, relax. Bring your awareness now to the front of the body, starting on the chest, all the way down to the stomach, to your waist, to your abdomen, to the groin area, and once again to remind yourself to relax. If you find there's any part of the body that's tense or constricted, bring your awareness to the part of the body gently remind yourself to relax and let the tensions go. Now bring your awareness to the back of the body, from the back of the neck, slowly and gradually move down along the spine, to the waist, to the buttocks. Now bring awareness to your thighs, to the knees, to the lower legs, the heels, the feet, all the way to the toes. And remind yourself softly and gently, relax. Now take three more gentle breaths. I'm going to start to lead the guided meditation on loving kindness. We're going to start with me, ourself. I'm going to repeat the words. This is my favorite words. May I be at peace. May I be at peace and at ease. May I be at peace and at ease. You say to yourself clearly and distinctively with all your heart, wishing yourself peace and ease. May I be at peace. May I be at ease. May I be at peace. May I be at ease. Say that to yourself again and again, softly and gently, sending yourself this sincere wish of peace and ease. May I be at peace. May I be at ease. May I be at peace. May I be at ease. Besides the words, you feel the feeling of these good wishes, this loving kindness to yourself, this pure, sincere wish to yourself of peace and ease. May I be at peace. May I be at ease. Feel this peace and ease started to grow in the body. Whether it's just a warmth, a feeling of warmth or heat in your heart or on your arms, or it's just a slight warm glow like the moonlight. Put your attention to the feeling and continue to wish yourself peace and ease. May I be at peace. May I be at ease. This feeling of goodwill and loving kindness, this sincere wish of peace and ease, start to grow stronger and stronger, and you feel it in your body. May I be at peace. May I be at ease. Fill the whole body with this goodwill of peace and ease. Just go all the way, spreading all over your body, from the top of the head, all the way down to the toes, to the marrow of the bones. Feel every cells and all the tissues of your body feeling this peace and ease. May I be at peace. May I be at ease. Now I invite you to move to the next group of the people. As I mentioned earlier, I'm going to use the teacher, someone that you respect. May the teacher be at peace and in ease. May the teacher be at peace and at ease. You just change the words, but you maintain the feeling of ease and peace in your body. And let the feeling of peace and ease in your body to grow stronger and stronger. May the teacher be at peace. May the teacher be at ease. You're saying it with, from the bottom of your heart. May the teacher be at peace. May the teacher be at ease. Now I invite you to move to the next group of people, the neutral person. May the neutral person be at peace. May the neutral person be at ease. Once again, keep the feeling of peace and ease in your body. And the feeling of peace and ease in your body start to grow stronger. Just changing the words. May the neutral person be at peace. May the neutral person be at ease. Now we're going to go to the next group of the people, the difficult people. May the difficult person be at peace. May the difficult person be at ease. You're sending the good wishes to this person. You're not going to change them. You're not aiming to change them or make them different. You're just sincerely, even though they are difficult, you sincerely wish them well. May the difficult person be at peace. May the difficult person be at ease. No matter what happened with this difficult person, from the bottom of your heart, you sincerely wish them peace, ease, and loving kindness. May the difficult person be at peace. May the difficult person be at ease. The feeling of loving kindness and peace and ease in your body start to grow stronger and stronger and start to expand. And may all the people in this hall be at peace. May all the people in this hall be at ease. This feeling of peace and ease expanded out from your body, joining with everyone else in the hall, and fill up this hall with peace and ease. May all the people in this hall be at peace. May all the people in this hall be at ease. All the people in this hall, like you, like me, want to be peace and ease. May all the people in this hall be at peace and at ease. It's not just the people, all beings in this hall. May all the beings in this hall be at peace. May all beings in this hall be at ease. Whether they are seen and unseen beings or insects, may all beings in this hall be at peace and at ease. This feeling of peace and ease fill up every corner of this hall. May all beings in this hall be at peace. May all beings in this hall be at ease. This goodwill, this loving kindness, peace and ease continue to grow, and it started to expand and flow out from all the windows and doors in this hall, all the way up to the sky, down to the earth, to all directions. May all beings be at peace and at ease. All the beings on the streets, in Olamara, to Perth, to all the hospitals, the prisons, all the homes, may all beings be at peace and at ease. This goodwill, peace and ease, all the way expanding to all, getting bigger and bigger to all Perth, all Australia. May all beings be at peace and at ease, whoever they are, whether they are asylum seekers, or people that are sick, people that we like, or people that we don't like, and beings that we like, and beings that we don't like. May all beings be at peace and at ease. All beings receive our loving kindness and goodwill. May all beings be at peace and at ease. And this peace and ease expand gradually, cover the whole good earth. May all beings on the earth be at peace and at ease. May all beings be at peace and at ease. And not just on the earth, it starts to include and embrace the whole universe. May all beings be at peace and at ease. May all beings be at peace and at ease. May all beings be at peace and at ease. Now I invite you to bring your awareness back to this hall in Dhammaloka. May all beings in the hall be at peace and at ease. May all beings in this Dhamma hall of Dhammaloka be at peace and at ease. May all beings in the whole be at peace and at ease. All the beings in this hall, like us, have the same wish, like us, be at peace and at ease. So may all beings be at peace and at ease. Now bring awareness to the difficult person. May the difficult person be at peace and at ease. May the difficult person be at peace and at ease. May the difficult person be at peace and at ease. Now bring awareness to the neutral person. May the neutral person be at peace. May the neutral person be at ease. May the neutral person be at peace. May the neutral person be at ease. Now bring your awareness back to the teacher, someone that you respect, because of your gratitude to the teacher. Especially send them your good wishes. May the teacher be at peace. May the teacher be at ease. May the teacher be at peace. May the teacher be at ease. Now bring your awareness back to yourself. May I be at peace. May I be at ease. May I be at peace. May I be at ease. Once again, sincerely wish yourself well, that you put in the effort to be here, to practice with other fellow practitioners, to share in the experiences of others. May I be at peace. May I be at ease. You sincerely wish yourself well. May I be at peace. May I be at ease. Now we are coming towards the end of the meditation. I invite you to spend 1 or 2 minutes to reflect on how the meditations have been for you. How do you feel now compared to when you just arrived at the hall? What is the conditions and causes that conducive to the to peace and ease? I'm going to ring the bell 3 times, and at the end of the 3rd bell, you open your eyes and come up from the meditation. can't have a minute of break. Relax your body, or if you need to, stand up and move your body a little bit so that you can be comfortable.